Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I'm interested in a tweet that I saw today by one Jamal. Do you go by something other than Jamal Cole on Twitter and social media?
Everything is just for my block. F-O-R, my block. Everything I do is for my block. Democracy starts at the block level. What's something simple you can do for your block? So for my block at everything.
We discovered you, a lot of us did, when you organized a snow shoveling campaign. What happened?
I live in Chatham on the south side of Chicago, and Chatham's a state of mind that represents community organizing, and 70% of the 70% of the population of Chatham is seniors, and they got overwhelmed because of the snowstorm. You know, a lot of them had neuropathy in their wrists, they were on oxygen tanks, or they had walkers, so some of them had doctor's appointments. I needed help, so I just tweeted out to Chicago, hey, I need 10 people to meet me on 79th Street, Red Line Station. I got shovels, I got hoodies, I have some hot chocolate, come through. And I woke up the next day with 60,000 tweets, and there was 130 people on my block.
And it was people not just from the neighborhood, but people from the suburbs. It was white people, black people. It was tall people. It was small people.
It was people from far away as Indiana came.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, man. Chicago's a great city. We got people of all different colors, genders, religions, ethnicities, occupations, and all that good stuff. But, you know, we're all Chicagoans, and we all got to organize together. So
quote your tweet about the city being dirty.
So the city's real dirty, and we know why. It's because we haven't cleaned it. Da, 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 da. So clean up the city for the people and me, and we'll be happy. Yes, Saria said the city's real dirty, and we know why. Because we haven't cleaned it up, and that ain't no lie. If you clean your blah, 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 blah. It was an old lady from 8400 Block Club. And she.
I wondered, was that her originally or was that you?
That was her, man. That was all
her. That was her thing. She posted that and then you retweeted it?
Oh, no. I was talking to her in the morning. We were at Dunkin' Donuts on 87th and King. And we were talking about people littering in Cole Park. And I was asking her, what can I do to help, you know, organize a cleanup for you? And she just started, she said that song.
That was her? That was her originally? Because as a rapper, you're pretty bad. I'm thinking, dude, you do not have a career in hip-hop, rap, or any of that thing.
I'm the real J. Cole. That's what I thought, the first J. Cole.
So then you post that, and I'm thinking, my wife and I were walking along the lake up by Wrigley Field.
Okay.
And Montrose Harbor, it's lovely if you're willing to look past the garbage, which is just strewn about. And I'm like, what the hell's happened to people? This isn't the 1960s. It's not cool to litter.
Man, and we need to do something about it. What's an innovative way to get people to stop littering? I've seen things where overseas they put like the free throw line in front of the litter baskets to get people to make a game out of it. I was like, we got to do that in Cole Park just to get people, since they're locking the rims anyway, let's put the free throw line around the garbage trash.
Well, do you think that there's enough trash receptacles?
No.
Maybe that's giving people a pass, but I think the people that dropped their liter bottles and their picnic garbage, if there was a thing closer, maybe they would have dropped it in there?
No, it's a state of mind, man. No, I mean, I've seen people just take their church's chicken and just dump the box on the ground or just like it's nothing. It's like anything is a habit. Like if you look around and you see decay, if you have to order your food through bulletproof glass windows, if helicopters are flying over your house, you start to feel like nobody cares. So why should you care? But if you live in a community where you see people picking up their trash, where you see people saying hello to the neighbor, it fosters more inclusivity, and that's a learned behavior. So
I talked to somebody about this phenomenon last week, and she said there was a study done, and what they did was they put flyers on people's windshields, and then, you know, when you come out and you say, oh, what's this, and it's an advertisement under my windshield wiper blade, and you might be inclined to throw it on the ground. And sometimes people would, but then sometimes the researchers, when the person was coming out of the store to their car, they would have somebody with that flyer wadded up in their hand so that the person could see and then place it in the garbage. And it happens in your brain. If you see somebody throw the flyer away, all of those people threw it away. But if it's just on the ground, people are inclined to put it on the ground.
Yes, because when you it's like taking the cart back to the
exactly.
It's just like taking it back to the corral. It's like, that's a habit you have to build. So if you throw some litter on the ground, you say, oh, this is not going to turn my block into a landfill. It's not making a big impact in your block, but it's making a big impact on your habits. And when your habits start going bad, that's when things start happening. So like I tell people, like, it's just as easy it is to pick something up off the ground. It's just that easy not to do it. So it's just that easy not to litter.
But Jamal, in the Lakeview neighborhood where I live, you don't order your fast food through bulletproof glass. Mm-hmm. Maybe they do on the south side. Mm-hmm. It does, so there's no explanation where I live. Mm-hmm. But you're describing a sad neighborhood where people are dispirited. And so it's like, what the hell? Who cares if I throw the garbage on the ground? We got helicopters flying overhead.
Yeah, that's what happens. If you've been looking at boarded up windows, you're gonna make a split decision and say, I don't want to send my kid to school next to a methadone clinic. I mean, anybody's gonna say that, but that people are desensitized to the gunshots. People are desensitized to the sirens, but we haven't given up hope. There's not a deficit of hope. People like me live in Chatham, and I live to rekindle that spirit of community organizations.
And this is such a small thing. You know, it's funny. Maybe in a way, while it's not the most important thing, it maybe is the best place to start, because you can't fix gun violence, but you can pick up the trash. Maybe it starts there.
Yeah, what's something simple you can do that'll have a positive impact on your block? Just because it's simple don't mean it's easy, but you're right. You got to start somewhere. They say to move a mountain, you got to start with the pebbles, right? So let's clean the block up first. That's how I feel about it.
Your t-shirt says, my block, my hood, my city. So is that a south or west side initiative?
No, it's like, to truly make our city better, we need more people, young and old, to visit community areas outside their own. When something negative happens on a south side community, especially where people look a lot different than other people, it might as well happen in another country. But when you visit different communities and you interact with the residents, it could change all that. So it's all about interconnectivity and One Chicago.
But you know, when you did that snow shoveling thing and people came from all around, I think people have it in their heart to help. They would like to be included. They want somebody to show them the way. But I think they're intimidated to go to 79th and the Red Line.
I'm intimidated to go to Lakeview. I mean, I don't think Abraham Lincoln could afford to live in Lincoln Park. But I'm just saying, like, at the end of the day, it's like, you know, try driving, being black. I mean, you get pulled over once a month just for, you know, having dark skin. So
I get that point. But if you're reaching out to all the communities out there, I think it helps if there's somebody like you who will hold our hand, that will say, hey, I'll meet you there. We're going to be okay, and we're going to pick up the trash together.
Yeah, I mean, you got to step outside your comfort zone, and that expands your worldview. And we connect not because of our color, but by our values. And I think that was what resonated with people that day on 79th.
Tell me a little bit more about your organization, and tell me specifically how folks might start doing what you're talking about in just a minute. We'll pause here. Okay. You remember this guy? Jamal Cole's in our city, and he's on our show. This is WGN. Jamal Cole, the very bad rapper, is in our studio. What do you call yourself, a community organizer?
I'd call myself Jamal.
What do you do for a living?
I help people.
So your organization is For My Block. ForMyBlock.org is the website, ForMyBlock.org.
Yes, sir.
So if you want to get involved, if you want to participate, if you want to make a donation, that's the place to go.
Yeah, man, a lot of kids in Chicago have never left their block. They've never been downtown.
Yeah, you guys do academic tours, right, for kids? Yeah,
exactly. We call them explorations, but we expose them to different professions, different careers, different cuisines. In Chicago, we think we're so different, man. If you go to Pilsen, you're going to have, you know, a tortilla, beef, and rice. If you go to, you know, Divine Avenue, you're gonna have naan, beef, and rice. You go to Greek Town, you have pita, beef, and rice. Like, we think we're so different. We're really the same. So I just get kids to step outside their comfort zone and explore different parts of Chicago.
But that takes money. You got to rent a bus, and you got to get chaperones, and you got to get da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yes, sir. So we actually are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and you can go to formyblock.org, and you can get a t-shirt or a hoodie. 100% of the proceeds go directly towards our explorers.
That's what we got to do. Look, if you don't want to pick up the trash, if this isn't convenient or comfortable for you, that's all great. What am I going to do? Go buy the damn t-shirt. You know, you can wax your car with it if you want. Buy 100 of the t-shirts, or buy one t-shirt and donate the 99 to somebody else, or just make a cash donation.
You're awesome. We could use it, and Chicago could use it. So thank you guys for the support.
Your tweet today, which was quoting, or actually it was the video of a woman, that woman you met at the donut shop?
Yep, Miss Sims. She's on 84th. And King.
And so she's tweeting and singing about how, you know, look, this trash, we've got a dirty city, we got to clean it up. Mm-hmm. And I just think that now that summer's finally here, and we're all enjoying the good weather, and it's like, hey, let's go to the lake and look at the beautiful skyline. But I'm telling you, when you look at your feet, there's just way too much garbage in this beautiful city on the ground.
It's a beautiful city. What's something simple you can do that'll change everything?
So what do you want people to do, though? They say, okay, I live on X block. I want to get the t-shirts, get some bags, and organize it. And that's kind of what you do?
That's what we do. We have a group of over 4,000 volunteers in the city. If you want to get involved on the block level and do some grassroots cleanup, go to formyblock.org and sign up, and we will definitely contact you.
Okay. Anything else I can do for you, Jamal?
You've been helpful, man. I love your spirit, and I want to learn how not to be defensive from you, because you seem to be, you know everything about interviewing people. So
you're not defensive. Do you think I sounded a little defensive before you came on?
No, I just thought you analyzed the Bill Clinton interview perfectly, and you said that he got defensive. So I'm thinking, wow, if you know that, you might know how somebody cannot be defensive.
Trust me, I'm learning from you today. And formyblock.org is the website, formyblock.org. Jamal, stay in touch. Last time we talked, we were going to make plans for you to bring the kids through the radio station. We haven't done that yet, have we?
No, we haven't. That would be awesome, though.
We're going to get that done. Okay. Just dawned on me. Okay, formyblock.org, Jamal Cole. Thanks for visiting. And
thanks for having me.
Keep me posted on what you're doing.
Will do, man. Will do. Thank you.